Hello, welcome back to For You. My name's Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, what did we learn about the U.S. Navy SEALs yesterday?
Ooh, these soldiers carry out missions, maybe in different bodies of water. During World War II, the U.S. Navy found itself unprepared to carry out secret missions on or near water. And then in 1962, the U.S. Navy SEALs was created.
Wow, so today we're going to talk about this very, very difficult training that it takes to become a U.S. Navy SEAL. All the different types of trainings. Let's get into it.
Reading.
The U.S. Navy SEALs. Striking silently in the night. Becoming a SEAL is not for the faint-hearted. It takes 26 weeks of difficult training. They begin with 8 weeks of physical training, including running in sand, swimming up to 2 miles in the ocean, and a hell week. During this week, SEALs get fewer than 4 hours of sleep. And are pushed to their mental and physical limits. Only about 25% of trainees make it through Hell Week. Those who do get through soon face 8 weeks of scuba diving training. This includes long-distance underwater dives. Then, there's 9 weeks of training on land. Soldiers learn how to use ropes to get into buildings and how to use bombs, fire guns, and more for their missions. Physical exercises get harder during each stage as well. Last but not least are 3 weeks of parachute jump school. At the end of these 3 weeks, they have to complete night jumps in full gear, from a height of 9,500 feet or more. Finally, trainees can become SEALs, and are among the best soldiers in the world.
First sentence of the article says, becoming a SEAL is not for the faint-hearted. It takes 26 weeks of difficult training. So we have an adjective here that's faint-hearted with a hyphen in the middle that's used to describe a person with a weak heart, literally faint heart, like my heart's gonna faint. But actually what it means is a person who can't handle a lot of pressure. So if you want to join the Navy training, you cannot be faint-hearted because you have to be very strong, not just in your heart, but also in your mind. Some other activities that are not for the faint-hearted are probably extreme skiing or skydiving or some other water sports, which are really intense and probably dangerous.
Yes, the faint-hearted 代表就是 people who are not brave, 胆小的人。那胆小的人呢，是不能够变成海豹部队的，因为这需要26周的困难训练， more than half a year.
Oh, that sounds really intense. Yeah. So the training is 26 weeks, and it says they begin with 8 weeks of physical training, including running in sand, swimming up to 2 miles in the ocean, and a hell week.
Hell week?
Ooh, so here it says physical, which means it's related to the body rather than the mind. So our physical strength is how much we can run, how high we can jump. And this means that the Navy SEALs have to be trained to do very difficult physical activities and use strength. That's where you got these like big guns. You get really big and it's really intense. So we also use the phrase up to describe as far as or indicating the maximum amount. So the swimming we have to do as Navy SEALs is up to 2 miles. So 0 to 2 miles, maximum of 2 miles. First 8 weeks basically is intense working out and making sure the body is super ready, strong, and ready to go.
Okay, so what's at the end of that sentence?
Ooh, so then it says we have a hell week, which is in quotations, which means this is a week that feels like hell, which is awful. So, we might know the term hell from some religions. The opposite of hell is heaven. So heaven is a great place in the sky where there are angels, and hell is where the devil goes. It's so bad. So if something is like hell, it means it's awful and you don't want to go there. So our example sentence here is, it feels like hell when you step on a Lego brick. Ow, that hurts a lot.
那文章这边说到呢，前八周是 physical training, 体能训练，包括在沙中跑步，在海中游泳多达两英里，再来就是一周的 hell week, 地狱周。So what do they do during this hell week?
So the article says, during this week, seals get fewer than 4 hours of sleep and are pushed to their mental and physical limits.
So during one week,less than 4 hours sleep.
Oh my gosh, in the entire week?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
Wow.
So how, oh my gosh, I can't even do that in a day.
I can't either.
Oh my gosh. So they're really being pushed. So if you're being pushed to the limit, that means you're being forced to go beyond the point that you can withstand. So we have two kinds of limits where we're being pushed, mental and physical.Example sentence, Samuel has reached the limit of his patience, so he's about to get angry. So we talked about being pushed to your limits, and in the article, there are two kinds of limits. The first one is mental, which means anything relating to the mind. So when we talk about the mind, we can use the words like mental health to describe the condition of how your mind is, or we can also use mental illness, which describes any problems related to the mind. Sometimes it requires medication, such as depression. We have bipolar illnesses. The other one is physical limit, which we mentioned earlier. This is related to your body and your physical strength. So example sentence here is, mental health is an issue that many people are concerned with.
Mental 这个形容词呢就是心智的。那我们在前面的文章有提到 physical 是体能的身体的。在这个所谓的地狱周里头呢，海豹部队的成员睡不到4个小时 and they pushed to their mental and physical limit. Limit 这个字呢，它是名词，代表极限限度。海豹部队的成员在这周当中身心都会被推到极限。 And how many of them can pass this test?
Oh, it's super hard. In fact, the article says only about 25% of trainees make it through Hell Week. That's only 1/4 of the people. That's crazy. So I'm guessing the rest probably drop out because it's just too tough. They couldn't make it. Actually, I'm sure they expected it in the beginning because that really sounds like a hell week.
没错，所以我们看到这个字 training, 它是受训者的意思。那 trainer 就是训练者。那里面你都有看到一个字叫做 train, 对不对？它当动词用的时候就是训练。那我们前面有提过它的名词就是 training。那这边说到呢，只有 大约 25% 的受训者可以撑过地狱周。So after this hell week, what do these trainees need to do?
All right, so the next sentence of the article says, those who do get through soon face 8 weeks of scuba diving training. So now they're basically moving on to the next stage, which is 8 more weeks of scuba diving. So personally, I'm super scared of the water. Only tried it once in Australia. It was really scary. Don't think I could do it again. Elsie, have you ever been scuba diving?
Like you, once.
How was it?
It was scary. I was super nervous, and I thought I was going to die.
Me too.
So I'm not going to do it again.
Me neither. What can we do instead, though? It sounds like we're so lame.
Maybe snorkeling.
Ooh.
也就是用水下呼吸管浮潜就好了。所以文章这边说到呢，接下来要接受8周的 scuba diving training, 水肺潜水训练。Scuba diving 就是水肺潜水，你要背那个很大的缸子，然后呢要潜下去，这呼吸可能有点困难。那我们刚刚说到 snorkeling 就是直接浮潜，那就是漂浮在水面上比较简单的。再来还有 free diving。自由潜水就是不用水肺，也不用水下呼吸管。Have you tried that before?
No, I cannot even really swim, so I'm super scared. But I love snorkeling, actually.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's beautiful. All right, so the article says, this includes long-distance underwater dives. So here we have the phrase long distance. distance is the length of space between two points. So if the distance is long, that means it's very far. So we can use long distance with a hyphen in the middle to describe long distance running. Usually during a race, it's at least 8K, 8 kilometers, or around 5 miles. We can also say a long distance relationship to describe if me and my boyfriend are very far away in another country or even on the other side of the country. That's not fun at all. So we have an example sentence here which says, we sat on the beach at a short distance from our house.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Distance 这个字呢它是名词距离。那 long distance, 中间有个 hyphen 变成一个复合形容词它就是长距离的。所以接下来的水肺训练呢包括了长距离的潜水。What's after this?
All right, so the next part of the article says, then there's 9 weeks of training on land. So it's really intense because after the in-water training, they'll move on to the land so they can be quick and easy on both land and sea. All right, so the next sentence of the article says, soldiers learn how to use ropes to get into buildings and how to use bombs, fire guns, and more for their missions. Wow.That's super intense, and it almost sounds like they're trying to be firemen.
Yeah. 我们这边看到呢，疑问词加上 to be 原形，它可以当作名词片语来使用哦。那疑问词有哪一些呢？包括了 when, what, which, where, who, 还有就是 how。那文章用到的就是 how to, 代表如何做某事。士兵们学习如何使用绳子来进入建筑物，还有学习如何使用炸弹，如何开枪等等。那这边呢，我们再给一个例句哦。We weren't sure what to do next, so we asked the teacher for help.
All right, so the last sentence in the paragraph says physical exercises get harder during each stage as well. So remember we mentioned the word physical a few times, and that means using our body strength. So these workouts or trainings get even harder at this stage. So stage means a period of time or step,or the development. So example sentence here says, the earlier stages of cancer are not easy to be noticed.
Stage 这个字呢就是阶段的意思。所以文章说到每个阶段当中的体能训练会越来越困难。So what's the last stage of their training?
Right, so the article says, last but not least, there are 3 weeks of parachute jump school. Wow. So the phrase last but not least is used to describe a conclusion or the end of a process. So this is a really good phrase to add at the end of your essay, okay, when you're writing in school, when you're summarizing a few of your main points. So we know that last but not least, they're going to do parachuting. That's awesome.
Parachute, just 跳伞 Not for me.
So I've personally never gone parachuting, but actually I would love to. I have gone skydiving.
Oh, skydiving, like you jumped out of a plane.
That is really crazy scary and super fun. So the next one I have to try is parachuting.
So where did you do that?
Australia.
Oh, you're going to take me there.
Oh, so beautiful.
所以这边我们看到 last but not least, 就是最后。但不代表它最不重要哦。那这里的最后代表的是最后的训练阶段。最后的训练阶段就是三周的跳伞课。
So at the end of these 3 weeks, they have to complete night jumps in full gear from a height of 9,500 feet or more. So at the very end, this is the final test, and they have to do it at night, which is super scary.Full gear basically means you wear all the equipment for the parachuting that's required when you need to jump. So I imagine everything's really heavy and it's scary at night. That's pretty intense. We also see the vocabulary word height, which means the distance from the top to the bottom of something. So in this case, our distance is 9,500 feet or 9,500 feet, which is pretty high as well.So example sentence here says, these bushes grow to heights of up to 5 feet.
Height 这个名词呢是高度。那我们文章说到95 800 feet? Wait, that's around 2,800 meters.
That's really high.
Oh my God.
It's like mountain length.
Yeah.
I mean, mountain height.
Yeah.
All right, so finally, the trainees can become SEALs and are among the best soldiers in the world. So we have last but not least, and we also have the transition finally, which you can also use at the end of a paragraph or an essay. So it means at the end. So at the end, they can finally become certified as official Navy SEALs, and we all know that these are some of the best soldiers and most well-trained and capable soldiers in the entire world.
Good job, soldiers!
Woo!
Okay, I think that brings us to the end of today's article, so let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat, we said, what is the hardest thing you've ever done? Please explain. Elsie?
I opened this small cram school by myself.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Wow.
It was really hard because I had to teach and take care of everything in the cram school by myself.
Wow.
Because nobody was helping me.
That sounds super hard. What happened after?
2 years later, I closed it.
Is it because it was too hard?
I was too tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. Maybe one day I slept only 6 hours? Six hours?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
That's really, really hard.
Yeah, I had to work all the time. What about you?
Hardest thing I've ever done. This is probably...
Nothing's hard for you.
Oh,
nothing
man.
Nothing's hard for Rainbow.
No, I just forget when they're over. Something really hard that I had to do recently, though, is apologize to somebody that I hadn't seen in a very long time.
Now, do you have to apologize to that person?
I think after a long time, I still realized that we wanted to maintain the relationship.
Uh-huh.
But this thing had happened a long time ago, so I had to bring it up and say, I know you were really upset, and I'm sorry that I hurt you, but I still want to apologize for it, and I hope we can have a good relationship moving forward.
Wow.
So when we talk about hard things, sometimes it's not just doing something that's so hard, like starting a business. Sometimes it could be everyday things dealing with people that are really hard.
Yeah, I think for me that was physical hard.
Oh, yeah,
but for
sure.
That apologizing to somebody is like mental hard,
yes,
right?
Mental hard. So think about some of the things you want to talk about. What is something that's really hard or the hardest thing you had to do? And talk about it.
And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
The U.S. Navy SEALs striking silently in the night. Becoming a SEAL is not for the faint-hearted. It takes 26 weeks of difficult training. They begin with 8 weeks of physical training, including running in sand, swimming up to 2 miles in the ocean, and a hell week. During this week, SEALs get fewer than 4 hours of sleep and are pushed to their mental and physical limits. Only about 25% of trainees make it through hell week. Those who do get through soon face 8 weeks of scuba diving training. This includes long-distance underwater dives. Then, there's 9 weeks of training on land. Soldiers learn how to use ropes to get into buildings and how to use bombs, fire guns, and more for their missions. Physical exercises get harder during each stage as well. Last but not least are 3 weeks of parachute jump school. At the end of these 3 weeks, they have to complete night jumps in full gear from a height of 9,500 feet or more. Finally, trainees can become SEALs and are among the best soldiers in the world.
Vocabulary Review.
Hell. The firemen described the place where the airplane crashed as hell. Mental. How parents behave can influence their children's mental development. Limit. The teacher set a time limit of 10 minutes for this pop quiz. Distance. The church is only a short distance from Tanya's house. Stage. Ryan and Helen are going through a difficult stage in their relationship. Height. Quincy was amazed by the impressive height of Taipei 101.